Today's daf is Chulin daf Yud Dalet, and we are at the Mishnah, seven lines from the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Eliezer Yeshaya Ben Bracha. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Chaya Bas Jamila. So we're moving along in the first Perek of Maseches Chulin, discussing Mi V'mi HaShoichta, the Mesechta opened, Hakol Shoichtin Ushchitasin Ksheira, Chutz Micheresh Shoita Vekatan Shema Yekalklu Eshchitasin, Vekulan Sheshachtu Vacherim Royen Oysan Shchitasin Ksheira. This Mishnah is Miot HaKamos, but Reva Echos. There's so much there. Hakol Shoichtin, even a Tomei, even a Kuti, even a Mumor Oichel Nevelis Leteyavin, even a Mumcha. The Mishnah says mefurish that even though a cheresh shoyt of a katan, there's a concern shem yekalkalu, but b'di'evit if a cherim roin oisan shchitas and ksheira. The second Mishnah we saw that when it comes to an oivet keichavim, shchitas oivet keichavim nevela umetam be'masa. This next Mishnah here in Maseches Chulin is going to discuss, amongst other things, it's a one-line Mishnah, whether or not a suma is allowed a shecht. Zok to Mishnah, ha-sheichet ba-layla, if somebody shechts at night, v'chin ha-suma she-shachat, or a suma that shechts, shechita se-ksheira, his shechita is going to be kosher. So what does the Mishnah say? Shechita ba-layla, and the shechita of a suma is kosher. Why would you think it's a problem? Because if you can't see, how are you going to get the shechita right? You have to make sure that you get roiv of the two simanim, and you have to conform with the five halachas l'moshe misinai. You have to be boydik the sack, and there's a lot of things that you have to do. So you would think that maybe balayla or a suma should not be okay. Kamash b'lan, it's going to be kosher. Now we're already trained in the first 2 weeks of Masechtas Chulin to be medayik the lishoinus of the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah talking in a lichatchilo dig away or in a bidiyeva dig away? The Mishnah said hashoichet balayla. V'chein hasuma she'shachat, shechitasoi kishera. Says the Gemara, hasheichet yevedin l'chatchil alai. And it's not just the word hasheichet, the whole short Mishnah seems to suggest that shechita balayla and the shechita v'suma is only kasher b'di'evit. V'ramini, I'll ask you a kasha as it relates to shechita balayla being only kasher b'di'evit from a braisa. Lo'olam shoichten. You're always allowed a shecht. Bein b'yoyim, u'bein balayla, bein b'roish ha'gag, bein b'roish ha'svina. But what do you see from here? Lo'olam shoichten balayla. It sounds like you're allowed a shecht balayla l'chatchila. So we have a stira. Ha'sheichet balayla's mashma only b'di'evit. Lo'olam shoichten u'bein balayla is mashma that you could do it even lechatchila. Amar Rapapa said that when the Braisa says that you're allowed a shecht lechatchila balayla she'avuka kenegdoi, it's talking about when he had light. So even though it was nighttime, but at the same time there was a proverbial light bulb, and as a result, being that he had light, that's when it's going to be kasha lechatchila. When the Mishnah says ashoichet balayla, which implies it's only kasha b'di'evit, is talking about where there was no avuka kenegdoi, being that it's takafins the choshech. So it's for that reason, b'di'evit it's going to be kasha, but lechatchila it's not going to be okay. Rav Ashi said dekonami. It's actually meduyek very much from the Mishnah and the Braisa respectively, like Rav Papa's distinction. Why? Diktani hasam, because the Braisa that said lo oylam shoichtem bein bayoyim ubein balayla, so it put Laila together with what? It put Laila together with yoyim dum yodi yoyim. By day you can see, thus Laila is where, although it's night, but proverbially it's somewhat day. Why? Because there's an avuka kenegdoi. V'hacha in the Mishnah, it put Laila together with what? It put it together with a suma. V'hacha dum yud suma. A suma can't see, so it's yitachin that the Laila is also a zasor Laila where you can't see, where it's dark outside and there's no avuka kenegdoi. Shma mina, said Ravashi. Final word in the sugya, kedarkei b'kodesh, that it's actually meduyek. I like this piece of Gemara. I think it should be part and parcel of the formation of the Talmud, because it actually makes a lot of sense. The Mishnah is talking about a suma doimet to Laila. The Brice is talking about a suma that's doimet to Yom. Either way, we're going to get back to this sugya of shechita suma be'ezus Hashem in the raid. But for now, we turn our attention to the next sugya here in Masechtas Chulin, a sugya that is going to be melava us knee-deep into tomorrow's daf. Begins with another very short Mishnah, but a Mishnah that reverberates very much in the world of Raid. There's so much related to this Mishnah. Unfortunately, we're not even going to get to the read on this Mishnah today. But classic nonetheless. Zok de Mishnah, Hashoichet b'Shabbos ub Yom HaKippurim. If somebody shechts on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, afal pishim is chayiv b'nafshe, even though he's chayiv misa for what it is he did. If somebody shechts on Shabbos, he's chayiv misa's bezdin. If somebody shechts on Yom Kippur, Zok Rashi, he's chayiv karis. But despite the fact that this person is mischayiv b'nafshe, shchitosik sheiro, the shchit is going to be kosher. So what's the topic of this Mishnah? If somebody shechts on Shabbos, if somebody shechts on Yom Kippur, he's chayiv misa, okay. But then again, there's always a silver lining. Shchitas and Kshera, at least he could have dinner. But the bottom line is that Shchita b'Shabbos and Shchita Yom Kippur is kosher. Now here too, Hashoichet b'Shabbos b'diyeved. There's not going to be any steer to this, right? Hashoichet b'Shabbos is b'diyeved. And Hashoichet b'Yom Kippurim is b'diyeved. Obviously, you're not allowed to do it l'chatchilo. But b'diyeved, the halacha is Shchitas and Kshera. Zok the Gemara. Amr Rafuna. Rafuna said, Dara Shchia b'Rav. Mishmei de Rav. Rav son Chia said over in the name of his great father. What did he say? That even though the Mishnah says Hashoichet b'Shabbos ub'Yom HaKippurim Shchitas Ikshera but Asura ba'achila l'yayma, but at the same time on the day itself on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur you're not going to be able to eat it. Now the fact that you can't eat it on Yom Kippur is pretty intuitive. The Chiddush is that you won't be able to eat it on Shabbos either. So in as much as Shchitas Ikshera, but there's a din that if you want to eat it on Shabbos, that's not going to be okay. Truth is the Gemara b'Meshech HaSugya, Rashi quotes it, we'll see it in tomorrow's daf, it's on Daf Tezva, is going to say that the makar to this is from the fact that the Mishnah juxtaposes Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is for sure Asura b'achila l'yayma, simply because it's Yom HaKodesh. So as it relates to Shabbos, it's going to be the same way. But the bottom line is, this is what Rav Huna said over, that Chia b'Rav darshint in the name of Rav. So this is attributed to Rav, as we'll see later in the daf, the names matter. But Rav said that as much as Achshoichet b'Shabbos Shchitas Ikshera, but at the same time, Asura b'Achila l'Yoyma, says the Gemara. V'nasvin Chavraya l'Meyma. So the Chavraya, the Oilam, they got together in Beis Medrash, and they said, Rav Yehudahi, that when Rav said that it's Asura b'Achila l'Yoyma, and they had a diak in the Mishnah, but when Rav said this, it has to be because he understood that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, it makes sense that it should be Asura ba'achila b'yayma. Says the Gemara, hi Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda did the Chavraya think was or is the makar to why it would be that Ashoichet b'Shabbos Shchitas Ikshera? It means there is some Rabbi Yehuda out there in the world that seems to say that even if you want to argue that Ashoichet b'Shabbos Shchitas Ikshera, but at the same time Asura b'Achila l'Yoyma, we're going to shteltzu some shitas Rabbi Yehuda. He didn't say this halacha mefurish, it's a tzushtel, and the Gemara wants to know Hai Rabbi Yehuda. Now this question of Hai Rabbi Yehuda is going to be the topic of the balance of today's daf, and the first two-thirds of tomorrow's daf as well. The Gemara is going to try to figure out, hi, Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda is there in Shas that would be the makar to say that even though Ashoichet b'Shabbos Shchitas Ikshera, but Asur b'Achila l'Yoyma. Now, in today's daf, just to set this up, we're going to go through four attempts. They're all going to be failed attempts, and then, Be'ezus Hashem, in tomorrow's daf, we'll see the ending to this story. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba took the first crack at it, and he said, Rabbi Yehuda de'achonohi. I think what the Chavraya meant to say was they wanted to shtel to Rabbi Yehuda in the sugya of Achana. So a tiny bit of background to Rabbi Abba's Teretz, and really it's a tiny bit of background to the entire daf. And that is, we know, when you learn Hilchas Shabbos, Masechet Shabbos, there's a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, yesh mukta or ei mukta. In fact, there are three machloikis in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that underpin and permeate the entirety of Masechet Shabbos. In all three cases, Rabbi Yehuda is the machmer, and Rabbi Shimon with his koyach d'atera is the mekel. Rabbi Yehuda is machmer in the sugya of mukta, he holds the yesh mukta. Rabbi Yehuda is machmer in the sugya of dover sheinu mischaven, and Rabbi Yehuda is machmer in the sugya of malacha sheinu tzricha legufa. In contrast to Rabbi Shimon, who's mekel in all three cases. By the way, we've spoken so much about this over the years that in all three of these machloikesin, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. So as much as we usually don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, certainly when he argues with his greats about plukta Rabbi Yehuda, but on Shabbos, there it's different, and there the halacha really is like Rav Shimon. So again, what we need to know is that when it comes to muktzah, Rabbi Yehuda is the Machmer, and Rabbi Shimon is the Mekel. Now, the sugya of Mukta is a very complicated sugya, and you can learn it be'in 6 months in yeshiva, and it's still going to be a complicated sugya. And although the Gemara is going to delve in a little bit into the sugya of Mukta now, we're going to keep it high level. So again, the super duper high level is Rabbi Yehuda is a machmer Mukta, Rabbi Shimon's Mekel, as it relates to applications of where Rabbi Yehuda is machmer, so that will manifest itself during the course of the daf. But either way, Rabbi Abba, who is taking the first attempt to explain what the Chavraya meant when they said that when Rav learned up in the Mishnah that Asura Bachila Liyoma, he was going to leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Yehuda Vachono Ditnan. We learned in a Mishnah, Mechatchenes Adiluan Lefnei Abehema. A person is allowed to take gourd and chop it up on Shabbos and feed it to a behemoth. Additionally, in the event that somebody has a nevela and he wants to feed his dogs on Shabbos, you're allowed to chop up the nevela and you're allowed to feed it to the dogs. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the event that this nevela was not a nevela before Shabbos, meaning in the event that the animal died on Shabbos, asur, it's going to be asur, because when Shabbos came, it wasn't a nevela, which means it was not muchan to be fed to klavim. As a result, it's mukta. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda was a Machmer Muksa says that it's not going to be okay. So according to the Tanakama, a nevela is a nevela is a nevela. And you're always allowed to take a nevela, cut it up, and feed it to the dogs. I don't care if it was a nevela before Shabbos or if it became a nevela on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it matters. If it became a nevela on Shabbos, being that it wasn't Muchan, Far Shabbos, for the Klovim, right? It was a good animal. What were you going to do with it? I don't know. Let it work in the field or at some point shecht it and eat it. But Achilas Klovim is always the last option when you can't eat it, so like Kelev Tashlich Anoisai. So in a situation like that, being that it wasn't Mucham Leklavim, therefore it's going to be us. But what do you see from him? Alma said, Rabbi Abba, Kimitali Itchen Me'as Malasura. Being that it wasn't prepared from before Shabbos for the Klavim, it's Inam and Amucham, it's going to be us. So Hachanami said, Rabbi Abba, it makes sense that if somebody would Shecht on Shabbos, it would be us to eat on Shabbos. Because Kimitali Itchen Me'as Mal, being that the Shechita happened not before Shabbos, it happened on Shabbos, Asura, it's going to be us. And you want to know why it's us? It's Mukta. So said Rabbi Abba that you know why Asur Bachila L'Yoyma, and you know which Rabbi Yehuda this is based on? It's based on Rabbi Yehuda who's Machmer Mukta. He holds that in order to be eat something, it has to be Muchen. There's no way this Basel is Muchen, because when Ben Hashmash, the Erev Shabbos came, when the laws of Mukta go into effect, at that point, it was a live animal. So clearly it wasn't prepared to be on your Shabbos dinner menu. So based on that, in the event that the Shechita happened, even though Shechitasik Sheira, that's a sugin Hilchas Chulin. But you want to know, as it relates to Hilchas Shabbos, it's going to be Mukta. This is what Rabbi Abba said. Amalei Abayis. Abayi told Rabbi Abba. He said, Mi dami, it's not a tzushta. Hasam, as it relates to the halacha of Nevela L'Klavim, where Rabbi Huda says, Amalei Hoysa Nevela Meir of Shabbos, Asura, there, the reason it's considered Enman Amuchin is because Meikar Muchin La'adam. Because before Shabbos, this animal was Muchin La'adam, Vahashta Muchin La'klavim. And now it became Muchin La'klavim. It was not Muchin La'klavim. It was Muchin La'adam. As a result, it's Enman Amuchin, it's a Mukta problem. But Hacha, as it relates to this animal, Meikar Muchin La'adam, Vahashta Muchin La'adam. It was always Muchin La'adam. You want to know if it was Shachot already, it was marinating and pickling? No. But at the same time, it was definitely Achilas Adam, and now you're using it Achilas Adam. So it was Muchan La'adam, and it's Vaita Muchan La'adam. So if that's the case, Taina Rabaya, I don't think it's a Tzushtal. Meaning, high level, conceptually, I have what you're trying to say, Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be Muchan. But I think in this case it is Muchan. Davka over there, it's not Muchan. Because it was Muchan Achilas Adam, and now you want to use Achilas Klavim, but over here was Muchan Achilas Adam, you're right using Achilas Adam. Says the Gemara. So Rabbi Abba responded to Abaya. He told him, Mi sabres behemi b'chayer l'achila imedes. When the animal's alive, it's Muchan L'achila? No, behemi. When an animal is alive, it's muchan legadol. It's meant to be used in the field, right? An animal is more valuable alive than it is dead, because when it's alive, there's more options, there's more things you can do with it. And being that it's considered muchan legadol, not muchan la'achila, so it actually is like the nevela leklavim, where it was muchan le'adam or legadol, and now all of a sudden it's being muchan leklavim. The bottom line is it's taka eina min hamuchan in this case as well. So Rabbi Abba said, I believe for sure that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that eina min hamuchan is going to be a problem. Well, based on that, that, it would be Asur L'Yoyma. But the Gemara said, Ihachi, Oy Bazoy, Rabbi responded to Rabbi, but if you're going to tell me that every animal that is alive is considered Muchon L'Gadol, and it's not considered Muchon L'Achila, and that's why Hashoychet B'Shabbos, even though Shechitah Sikshir, but there's still a Mukza problem. Well, if that's the case, Behemel, the Rabbi Yehuda B'Yontif, Heichi Shachtinon, said, why are you ever allowed to shecht an animal on Yontif? On Yontif, you're allowed to shecht. It's not considered Chilul Yontif, because Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yontif, Ella Oichol Nefesh Bovad. The problem is, the laws of Mukta, just like they apply on Shabbos, apply on Yontif. And if that's the case, you should never be allowed to Shecht on Yontif, because you should always say, in Rabbi Yehuda's world, it was Eina Min HaMuchan. That says, Bishloim, if you're going to tell me that animal is considered Muchan Le'odam, so it always is Muchan. There's not going to be a problem. But if you're telling me that it's not Muchan Le'odam, but rather what it is, it's Muchan Le'gadol. If it's Muchan Le'gadol, just like that's a problem on Shabbos in the obscure case of Asheichet B'Shabbos, well, in the more common case where L'chatchilo you're allowed to go ahead and Shecht on Yontif, this should end up being an issue as well. Amalei Rababa told him, no, let me explain to you how this works. An animal that's alive is a medes la'achilo and a medes la'gadol. It's actually a medes for both. It's a medes to be eaten and it's a medes la'gadol. On Yontif, you're allowed to Shecht, right? So Nishchata, when you go ahead and you Shecht it, Huvra de la'achilo a medes. You're being mevara right now that what was it really muchan for? It was muchan achila. Loi nishchata, if you didn't shecht it, then hover do lagadolei medes. Then it's going to be nispar that it was lagadolei medes. And that's why you're allowed to shecht on yontif. On Shabbos, however, once Bein Hashmashes comes, at that point, it's for sure only Muchan L'Gadol. The reason it's only Muchan L'Gadol is because you don't have the option to be able to go ahead and shecht on Shabbos, because that's going to be Yasser. In other words, Rabbi Abba said, well, I'll tell you that the Rabbi Yehuda that the Chavraya meant when they said Hashoychet B'Shabbos, even though Shechitas is K'sheretz Asru B'Achilu L'Yoyma, was the Rabbi Yehuda of Muchan. And the reason is because there's a Mukta problem. It's Eina Min HaMuchan. Why is it Eina Min HaMuchan? Because the Behemah B'Chayel is a Medes L'Gadol, as opposed to now, where it's a medes la'achila. So being that it was never muchan la'achila, it was muchan la'gadol, it's for that reason there's going to be an issue. What's your kasha? Your kasha is, if that's the case, yontif toichiach. So why yontif is it fine? So you have to tweak a little bit what I'm saying. What I meant to say was, is that an animal that's alive is always muchan for both. And as long as I have both options, I see it as being muchan for both, and when I do one or the other, igloy milsal mafreya, based on the sugya, as we'll see in 1 second, a brief, that determines which was which. But on Shabbos, leading up to Shabbos, it's Muchan for both. But the minute Bein Hashmashes comes, the minute I'm no longer allowed to Shecht, well, at that point, you lose the option any of Achila. Now all it is Muchan L'Gadol. If all it is Muchan L'Gadol, so Kum Tois, it was Einem and Amuchan, and that's the Rabbi Yehuda. So Abaye is going to fire back now. The basis of what Abaye is going to say back now is, essentially, in order for you to make this Rabbi Yehuda work, you need to suggest Rabbi Yehuda holds the Hebrayer, right? Because essentially what you're saying is that an animal is not Muchan L'Achila, it's Muchan L'Achila and L'Gadol, right? Because if it's Muchan L'Achila, then there's no problem of Asheichet B'Shabbos eating it on that day. It was always Muchan L'Achila. The Teretz is, it's always Muchan L'Achila and L'Gadol. On Shabbos, you lose the option of Achila. On Yontif, you have both options. And with Breyer, it's going to work. So really, in order for you to make this work, you have to hold Yesh Breyer. Right? Let's say this a little better. Because if you hold Ein Breyer, well, then there's no such thing as saying that the animal was Muchan L'Gadol, it was Muchan L'Achila, and on Yontif we figured out which one it's going to be. You would have to say, from the fact that you're allowed to Shecht on Yontif, it was always considered Muchan L'Adam. And if that's the case on Shabbos, it would also always be considered Muchan L'Adam. It's Bechevtza Muchan L'Adam. And if it's Bechevtza Muchan L'Adam, then there's no reason that there should be a Tzushal to Rabbi Yehuda and Arzuga. And it can't be that the Chavrayi Kedisha, when they said Rabbi Yehuda, they were referring to this Rabbi Yehuda. So the only way, if you're holding Cheshbin, that Rabbi Abba's Teretz can work, is if you say that an animal is not inherently Muchan L'Adam, it's Muchan L'Gadol Ula Adam. On Shabbos, you lose the option of Adam. That's why there's a problem, right? That's what you're suggesting, as opposed to on Yontif, where both options are available with the Indian of prayer record. But it's only true if you hold Yesh Breira, says the Gemara. Abaya turned to Rabab and he told him, Valesle le Rabbi Yehuda Breira. I know for a fact Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Breira. And if he doesn't hold Breira, the whole binyan falls minolon. So the Gemara says, how do you know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Breira? So again, this is a fun daf, as we can already tell from the beginning. The Gemara here is going to shtel to two of the greatest sugyas in Breira, both of which relate to Rabbi Yehuda. That's why these are the two we're picking. Right? Whenever you learn Breira, so there's always a handful of sugyas that get thrown around. In this sugya, the reason we're picking these two cases is because these are the Rabbi Yehuda cases. We want to know Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. But anyway, says the Gemara, we know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know Breira. You know, how do you know that? So every time you see this halacha brought down, there's always a shaila in the garrison. Is it Tanya or is it Tanan? And the reason is because really it's a Mishnah and a Breisa. So the Mishnah says it in one nusach, the Breisa says it in another nusach. That's why there's always a little bit of a sugya. Is what we're about to learn now a Tanya or is it a Tanan? But either way, in the Gemara it says the Tanya. So we'll go with the Tanya. Somebody buys wine from a Kuti. We know who the Kutis are by Chulin Daf Yodalet. All we need to know for our sugya now is that the Kutim were chashud when it came to Trumas and Maestras. Okay, so if somebody buys wine from a Kuti and he has to be Mafresh Trumas and Maestras because he knows that they're chashud. Okay, so just be Mafresh Trumas and Maestras. So Rashi has two mahalchim here in terms of what the issue was. One issue was he had no keli to put the Trumas and Maestras in. That's a problem. Can't be mafresh trumas and maestras if you don't have where to put the trumas and maestras. Additionally, the issue wasn't the keli, but the issue was that it was almost Shabbos. And because it was almost Shabbos, on Shabbos you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas and maestras, so you didn't have a chance to go ahead and get the keli and put everything in order. You just had to act very, very quickly. The sun is literally setting as this is all going down. But either way, havakech, I'm ben akutim, and you're not in a situation right now where you can properly be mafresh trumas and maestras. So there's a plan B. Oimer he could say, shnei lugin shani osad lahafresh, harei hein truma. The two lugin that I'm going to be mafresh are going to be truma. Why two lugin? So Rashi says, because it's talking about where there was 100 lug, and 2 out of 100 is 1 out of 50, and the Mishnah says that midas beininess when it comes to afreshes truma, even though chita has peteres sakri, but the midas beininess is to do 150th. But anyway, the shnei lugin shani osad lahafresh harei hein truma, asara, the 10 that I'm going to be mafresh after that, it's a little bit less than 10, right? What is it? It's 9.8. Because once you take off 2, you're left with 98. So it's 10% of 98. Maisa Rishon is going to be Maisa Rishon. Tisha, the 9, or whatever the real number is after that. Maisa Sheni is going to be Maisa Sheni. Umechel, and then you have to be Mechel, the Maisa Sheni. Veshoysa Meyad, you're allowed to drink. Divri Rameir, Azoyhal Rameir. So Rameir says that even though right now you have no ability to be Mafish Shumas Maisa, it's fine. Don't worry about it. What you could do is you could just designate, oh, the 2 that I'm going to be mafresh, the 1 or the 9, the whatever that I'm going to, the 10, that's going to be the trumas of maestras, and that in of itself is going to be okay. Now, this is a fantastic kiddush, because right now you aren't mafresh anything. So right now, when you eat, I don't know, maybe eating truma, maybe eating maestration, maybe eating something you're not supposed to eat. No, the Teretz is later when I'm going to be mafresh, it's going to be gloy muslim, afraid that what I'm eating now was not the truma, right? And as a result, it's not going to be an issue. Says Rameyah, that's fine. You could do that. You can work with this retroactive. It's because Rameyah Shita is Yesh Breira. By the way, why do you have to be Mechal of the Maisa Sheni? You're relying on Breira for Truma. You're relying on Breira for Maisa Rishon. There's no Chilul over there. Maisa Sheni be Mechal. It's because Rameyah holds as much as you can rely on Breira, it's a Bidiyavid. If there's another way to do this, then I'd rather you work the other way. You're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. So if there's an option to be Mechal of the Maisa Sheni, then be Mechal of the Maisa Sheni. So a mayor allows you to do Breira, but there's an insight. He only allows you to do it if you have no choice. It's you bought Yayin from the Kuti, right? Even the whole case sets itself up that way, where it's you don't have Kaili, or it's Ben Hashmashes. But the point is that you can use it, Avifo, you can use it. But that's only Shitas Rameyah. Rabbi Yehuda, that's what we need. V'Rab Yosi, V'Rab Shimon Oisrin. These three Tanoim held that it's Aser. So why did they hold it's Aser? Presumably because they held Ein Breira. But what's the bottom line? You see clearly that Shitas Rab Yehuda is Ein Breira. Sabai told Rab Abba, your whole shtickle tire is all predicated on the fact Yesh Breira. Rab Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. You know, I know that from the Klai. This is the most famous case of Breira. From Alikeach Yaimi Ben Akuti, from Rab Yehuda, Rab Yosi, Rab Shimon Oisrin. You see clearly Rab Yehuda does not have the opinion of Breira. But the Gemara says, no, Hasan Gedek Tani Taima, that's nothing to do with Breira. As a matter of fact, it's Mefurish over there in the discussion that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon had with Rameyer, that the reason they argued with Rameyer was not related to Breira. Rather, It's based on the reason that they themselves expressed. They told Ramei, aren't you worried that maybe the noid, this jug that has all this wine or whatever's inside of it, is going to break? And if that happens, it's going to come at the lemafreya. Because if you don't end up being mafresh, trumas and eisers, then for sure it's going to come at the lemafreya. There's going to be a problem. Ramei told him, I hear. Yeah, when it happens, it happens. And by the way, this is a very broadly applied machloikis, where Ramei is not chayish shemi yibaka hanoid. Right, Ramei is chayish on YouTube, but he's not chayish shemi yibaka hanoid, as opposed to Ramei's bali plukta over here are chayish shemi yibaka hanoid. But either way, this has nothing to do with prayer. It's true, Ramei holds yesh prayer, but it could be Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon also hold yesh prayer. And the only reason they were oyser was because of achshash ba'alma shemi yibaka hanoid. The bottom line is, there's no raya from here that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the prayer. So the Gemara says, hello, Abaye said, I hear, take two. Midetoni ayoy. You know, I know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a prayer. I know it from something that Ayoy said. And Ayoy is mentioned in Mesechtes Erevin, Daf Lamed Vav, and Daf Lamed Zayin. That's one of the sugyas of Breira, and that's where the world of Breira intersects with the laws of Erevin, specifically Eruvit Chumen. So the background is as follows. The Mishnah there says that Masna Adam Al Eruvai, a person can make an Erev Ala Tanai. What does that mean? And the Mishnah goes on and expresses two cases. One case is where a person heard that there's a chacham that's coming to town, but he doesn't know if he's coming to the east of the town or to the west of the town. Now, he's outside the Tchum. So in order for him to go, whether it's east or west, he's going to have to make an Erev Tchumen. Problem is, you can't make an Erev Tchumen on both sides. You can only make an Erev Tchumen on one side, right? Because once you make an Erev Tchumen, so now your center of the universe becomes where the Erev is, and you lose out on your ability to walk in the opposite direction of where the Erev is. But the bottom line is, he doesn't know which direction the Chacham is coming. So he could be Masna. He could put an Erev to the east, he could put an Erev to the west, and he could say, if the Chacham goes to the east, I want my Erev to the east to be the Erev. And if he goes to the west, I want it to be to the west. The Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, I'll tell you a similar halacha. This is very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. What would be if there were two Chachamim that were coming to town? There's a chacham coming to the east, and there's a chacham that's coming to the west. And he's not sure yet, in the beginning of Shabbos, which chacham's drasha he wants to hear. Right? He wants to hear the east coast mahalach or the west coast mahalach. So he says, you know what? I'm leaving my options open over the course of Shabbos, and I'm going to decide as it gets a little bit later. You can do that. So you can make two Eruvin, decide on Shabbos which one you wanted should work, and it's going to be okay. On this Mishnah, Zokt the Gemara, Abraisa, Toni Ayoy. Ayoy was the name of a Chacham, and he sold the following Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein Adam Masna al Shei Dvarim Ke'echad. A person cannot be Masna on two things at once. Ela Im B'Chacham LeMizrach, Eim Ruvei LeMizrach. LeMayrev, E Ruvei LeMayrev. Ve'ilu LeKanu LeKan Loi. Now, the way Rashi explains this is Ayoy said that Rabbi Yehuda agreed with the first of the two halachas. He just disagreed with the second of the two halachas. The first halacha, where he said that if the chacham goes to the east, I want my erev to be to the east. If he goes to the west, I want it to be to the west. That Rabbi Yehuda said I'm okay with. Azasor Tanai is fine, and the erev will end up being in the direction that the chacham ended up going. If, however, there's two chachamim, and you're deciding on Shabbos where I'm going to go, in that case, it's not going to be okay. V'avinon ba. And the Bnei Yeshiva, when they heard what Ayoy said, they didn't understand. Why did Ayoy say that Rabbi Yehuda was masking to the first halach, he was chaluk with the second halach? Why would he not agree with the second halach? The Ein Breira. It's obviously because of Ein Breira. What do you mean Ein Breira? Because there's two chachamim that are coming. You're not sure which one of the two chachamim you want to hear. When you decide which one you want to hear, it's going to have to retroactively say that that was the Erev. Again, the Erev goes into effect, Ben Hashmashes, it goes into effect as Shabbos is being ushered in. You're deciding which of the two Eruvim should be ushered in Bein Hashmashes on Shabbos, which means you do it Gilamafreya, which is Breira 101. But obviously, Rabbi Yehuda is less lay Breira, and that must mean why Rabbi Yehuda was Chaluk in the second case. Well, if that's true, Mizrachu Mayrev Nami Breira. The first case is also a problem of Breira. Why? So this is a little nuance. It's because the Maksha, the Vahavinam Ba, the Bnei Yeshiva were of the opinion that the case was where the Chacham himself on Shabbos was going to make up his mind, do I want to go to the east or do I want to go to the west? So if that's the case, really, on Shabbos, again, even in the first case, it's being a Goy Muslim afraid which one of these two Eruvin were going to be the right Eruv, which again is totally a Breira. So if Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira, and that's why he disagrees with the second case, Ein Breira should disagree with the first case as well. Rabbi Yochanan answered the Bnei Yeshiva's Kasha. He told him, no, you didn't understand the first case. The first case is not where the Chacham is coming on Shabbos. Ukvar Bachacham. He came already before Shabbos. It's just that the guy who's making the Erev, the Masna, doesn't know where he came. I don't know if he came this way, came that way. But here's the point. Whichever direction he came in, that's the Erev that's been Chal now, not on Shabbos L'Mafreya now. Now. Not Mikanu L'Abalu L'Mafreya. Now. And being that it's happening right now, there's nothing to do with the Sugi Breira. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? This is the end of this conversation. You see from here, we just need one nuance. What we need is that Rabbi Yehuda is less Lebrera. You know, it? Midatani Ayoy. Zabaya told Rabbi Abba that the only way your pshat in what Rav meant when he said, Hashaychet b'shabes shchitasek sheir barasur b'achila liyoyma, and v'nosvin chavraya l'meyma Rabbi Yehuda, is which Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can't be mechatech a nevela lefnei aklovim in the event that the nevela became a nevela on Shabbos. And the reason is because it wasn't muchan. And if that's the case, Rabbi Abba said, oh, I think we have a very good sushtal over here. Hashoichet b'Shabbos, the animal wasn't muchan b'tchila Shabbos l'achilas Adam. And if that's the case, this is no different than the animal that died on Shabbos that you can't give the dogs. Over here, the animal was shachet, didn't die, it was shachet. But the same, you can't feed the people because the reason is, it was enem and amuchan. It can't be that that's true. Because the only way you can make that work is if Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breira. Shaykhis, what's that have to do with Breira? Because if you're going to tell me that an animal while it's alive is not Muchan L'Achilas Adam, 100% full stop, well then you're going to have a problem every single Yontif. Yontif, you're allowed to Shech L'Chatchila. And if it's not Muchan L'Achilas Adam, you shouldn't be able to Shech. What was Rabbi Abba's Eitzah? Rabbi Abba's Eitzah was no. An animal is Muchan L'Achilas Adam, it's also Muchan L'Gadol. On Yontif, when you shecht it, Igloy Milso L'Achilas Adam, on Shabbos, where you're not allowed to shecht it, so obviously it's always going to end up being an issue. That would work if Rabbi Yehuda held Yesh Breira. The problem is, we know from Ayah, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. If he holds Ein Breira, the way it works on Yontif has to be, because it's 100%, 100%, Muchan L'Achilas Adam. So if it's 100% Muchan L'Achilas Adam, you don't necessarily want to shecht it. Whatever, we can figure out why that's the way it is. A B'dosh state that it's considered Muchan L'Achilas Adam. Yeah, you know that from the fact you're allowed to shecht on Yontif, despite the fact they're in prayer. So must be it's Muchan L'Achilas Adam. Well, then if that's the case, it shouldn't be any different on Shabbos. Right, why would Shabbos be different? Because Shabbos, you don't have the option to shecht. Yontif, you have the option. That's not the point. The Yontif, you don't have to shecht. The Teretz is Muchan L'Achilas Adam because it's darkoy to ultimately shecht. That's what you do with animals. With animals, at some point you shecht it. You don't necessarily shecht it. Up in Hilchas Muchan, it's considered Muchan L'Achilas Adam. And if that's true on Yontif, it'd have to be true on Shabbos. It's bechefza considered Muchan L'Adam. That's the case. This Rabbi Yehuda is not a tushtel. We're back to the drawing board. The Nosvin Chavrai L'Memer Rabbi Yehuda he. The big question is, hi, Rabbi Yehuda, Elamer Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef took the second crack at it. He said, Rabbi Yehuda, the Kalim here. You want to know which Rabbi Yehuda is? It's Rabbi Yehuda of Kalim. And this is a sugya, a Mishnah, Mesech, the Shabbos, Tav, Kuf, Chav, Dalet. And this also deals with the laws of Muktzah. Again, being mindful of the fact that without getting into the sugyas of Muchan, Rabbi Yehuda is a Machmer Muchan. We're going to find another case where Rabbi Yehuda is Islay Muktzah Muchan, and we're going to try to shtel it to our Mishnah. Kol HaKelim, Ani Tol Meshabbos, says the Mishnah. Any Keli that you're allowed to carry on Shabbos, Shivreyam Nitalim. In the event that the Keli breaks on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry the shards, the broken parts of the keli as well. So just because the keli breaks doesn't make it mukta. Ubavad, you have to read the not such fine print. This is only true. You oisin me'in malacha. It's only if the shivrei kelim are able to do malacha. I mean, if you can't do anything with it, if there's no hishtamshus that you can have with it, then obviously you have not touch it, right? It's mukta. I was going to say get rid of it. No, you don't touch it. But if you can't do malacha with it, then not. So, for example, shivri arefa, if somebody has some sort of basket and now it broke, lechasis ben pi chavis, as long as you can do something with it, as long as you can cover a chavis, even though that's not what that reva was used for, right? That reva literally is a mixing bowl, and now you're using it to cover a chavis, but you can use it. As long as you use it, it's going to be okay. Shivri schuches, if you had a glass crystal keli that broke, lechasis ben pi apach, if you can cover the top of a pach, a jug, that's going to be fine. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm a machmer. This is a nuance. You have to be able to continue to do this specific malacha. So, for example, shivrei areva, latznuk l'toicha mikvah. An areva is used to put something in it. So as long as it's big enough and it's shaped in a way where you can pour a mikvah, you can pour some oichel into it, so then it's going to be okay. Or shivrei schuches, which was used to contain liquids inside of it, latznuk l'toicha shemen. You'd have to be able to pour shemen inside of it. But here's the point. Rabbi Yehuda's machma, what's Rabbi Yehuda's point? That it's not enough that you could do me'in malacha, but it has to be me'in malachton. That says, me'in malachton in, me'in malacha acher eslai. The only time shivrei kelim you're allowed to use is if you can do it me'in malachton. Okay, what's the point? Alma, what do you see from here? Kivan dolei itchin me'es malachai malacha siri. You know what you see from here? You see from here that Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you have a keli that was mucha me'er Shabbos to be used on Shabbos, but it was muchan for this ishtamshas. If you want to use it for a different ishtamshas, it would require some sort of tikkun. You would have to do something. You'd have to break it in this case. But there's some tikkun that would have to happen. That makes it be einoy min hamuchan. Again, even though high level, this is muchan. This keli is muchan. It's muchan. It's on my dining room table. I'm using it mamish, this tchina inside of it. I'm using it. Yeah, that's fine. But if you want to now use it for something else, if you needed a tikkun to be able to use it for that, well, that in and of itself won't be okay. Says Rav Yosef, if that's the case, Hachinami, here's the tzushtal. As it relates to an animal, even if an animal is muchan la'adam, like we proved already from Amud Aleph, even though an animal is muchan la'adam, but at the same time, being that if you're going to want to eat from the animal, you're still going to have to do a shchita, so it requires a tikkun. So it can't be any better than the shivrei kelim, where the keli was for sure mucha, but at the same time it required a tikkun. What was the tikkun? It required a shvita. So here too it requires a shchita. Well, if that's the case, being that it wasn't prepared mamish for this thing yesterday, asura, it's going to be asur. Either way, so Rabbi Yosef said, you want to know which Rabbi Yehuda, I think, the Chavraya Kedisha were referring to when they said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be asur liyoyma, it's going to be mukta. Where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds? It's going to be mukta. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when it comes to mukta, it has to be mukhan, mamish for this thing, and if it's chaser any tikkun, that in and of itself is going to be an issue. Well, if that's the case over here, it's chaser tikkun, and based on that, this would be a problem. So who said this teretz? Rav Yosef said this teretz. Only Abaya. So Abaya told him. Now, by the way, Abaya was the one who said what he said to Rab Abba and Amar Aleph as well. But when Abaya says something to Rab Abba, it doesn't have the same meaning in our Chabura anyways, as when Abaya says something to Rav Yosef. But either way, Amalei Abaya, he told him, Midami, it's not a tzushtal. I think you're misreading this whole Rav Yehuda. The insight of this Rav Yehuda, of why when a keli breaks, it has to be me'in malachton, otherwise it's not going to be okay. It's not because of Rabbi Yehuda's definition of mukta that it has to be muchen for this thing and not be chaser, even a tikkun kol shehu. That's not the nakuda. You want to know muchan, not muchan. If high level it's considered muchan, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Doesn't have to be muchan on such a granular level. Okay, so what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he hold that it has to be me'in malachton? It's a whole different nekuda. He says, Hossam, in that case, Meikara Keli. When you started off on Shabbos with a Keli, then the Keli broke on Shabbos. So, Betchilas HaShabbos, that's Meikara, it was a Keli. Vahashta, and now that it broke, Shever Kli. Now it's already a broken shard. Vahavale Noilat. It's Noilat. Now, Noilat is a Sif Katan in the worlds of Mukta, but it's not the same thing, right? Noilat is the first thing in Mesach Tizbeya. But the bottom line is, it's Noilat. This is like a Dover Chadash over here. Vahasra, and it's that For that reason, it's going to be aser. If, however, you can use me'in melachton, right? So with here, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold it, it's noilad. And being that it's not noilad, in that case, it's going to be fine. But here's the point. That Rabbi Yehuda is being mechadish noilad. Okay, so maybe in our sugya, there should be a noilad problem, right? Had Abaya answer anything. He just shifted the nusach a little bit. But Sheikhet Peshabbos, you started off with an animal, now you have a piece of meat. So said Abaya, here's the punchline. But hachar, as it relates to food, meikara uchlo. Before you shechted the animal, it was considered oichel. Ubesoif oichel. And now that you shechted it, it's vayta oichel. In fact, uchlo deifrisu. When you shechted it, you know what you did? You just chopped a piece of meat. That's essentially what you did. Rashi says, ifris means nishbar benifrash. You know, it's basically you chopped off a piece of meat. And being that all it is that you chopped off a piece of meat, it's not noilad, it's not going to be a problem. And Abaye continued, he says, maybe mechatesi. How do you know if you chop off a piece of meat that's not considered noilad? That sounds like noilad to me. You started off with a bull and now all of a sudden you have a piece of meat, right? No, shamini later, Rabbi Huda dam uchel defros shaper dami, said Abaye, I have information. I know for a fact that Rabbi Huda holds of this svara of uchel defros and it's not considered of a noilad. How do I know that? The time from another Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, you're not allowed to squeeze Paris, right? Schita on Shabbos. If you want to remove Mashkin from it, if they came out by themselves, Asurin, it's going to be awesome. Rabbi Yehuda said, in lo oichlin, in the event that these peiris were meant for oichlin, hayotzeh mutter, then whatever comes from it is going to be mutter. Ve'im lemashkin, and if you're using it lemashkin, then hayotzeh mehen aser, then it's going to be aser. The side of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you're using it la'achila, so then there's no chash that you're going to go ahead and l'chadchila do schita. If, however, it's set aside for mashkin, then there's a chash you're going to do schita. So again, you know, do schita on Shabbos l'chadchila. That's obvious. The question is, what if it was yotzeh meyatzma? Chachamim say, it's going to be yotzeh. Rabbi Yehuda says, I think you're being machmi yotzeh midai. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda's the mekel. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it was peiris that was set aside for mashkin, meaning what was the objective of these peiris? To do a schita. So if the objective was to do a schita, there I'm concerned that if we're going to allow you to use a b'dievet, you may go ahead and use a l'chatchila, so therefore I'm shutting it down. I'm saying that if it's yatsum yatsum, it's going to be awesome. If, however, it was something that was set aside l'chatchila, then I'm not concerned, and as a result, it's going to be okay. But one thing you see from here, Rabbi Yehuda says that if the schitas peiris happen on Shabbos, it's mutter. Only if it was a medes l'achila, whatever. We're not learning the nuances of the sugya of schita. We're learning muktzah now. So what we need to know is just one thing. Rabbi Yehuda is not impressed with the fact that meikara pri v'hashta mashka. What should be the issue? Noilad elamah. You have to say, because uchla de ifrisu. Hachanami uchla de ifrisu. But the bottom line is, the second attempt to try to shtel to a Rabbi Yehuda in the sugya of muktzah was that you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that in the world of muchan has to be mucha mamish. What's the makar to this? A keli breaks unless it could be used me'im malach. Done. But it's melach acheres, even though the keli was muchen. Yeah, but it was muchen for this, it wasn't muchen for that. That's going to be a problem. So that's like a tzushtal that you see from it, that whenever it's chaser tikkun, even though it's be'etzim muchen, but that in of itself is not going to be okay. But after further review, I'm going to say, that's not Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. It's a nice shtickle tire. If that was Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, it's an amazing shtickle tire. By the way, if you want to see that sushtel, that's a little bit of a hard sushtel. You want to see the sushtel a little bit better? I'm Berajba. Rajba says, I'm toima, I don't know what the sushtel of the Gemara is. He says sort of what we said. But the bottom line is, I should say, we're saying sort of what the Hilgi Rajba says. But the bottom line is that the point is that Rabbi Yehuda is related to something else, related to Noilad. And if it's related to Noilad, there's no sheiches to our sugya, because we're dealing with Oichel. And even though the Oichel took on a completely different form, there's something called Uchla de Ifris. There's a present Rabbi Yehuda Shita's Uchla de Ifris. The bottom line is, we're 0 for 2 right now. We shteltzu two Rabbi Yehudas, both in the sugya of Muktzah, both Mishnayis and Masech de Shabbos, and so far we've been unsuccessful, says the Gemara. Lav itmer Allah. Now, the words lav itmer Allah is a little tricky, right? Because it doesn't look like this is a third teretz. It looks like lav itmer Allah is all part of the original Cheshbon, right? You would expect to see an Ella, right? That's not what the Gemara is doing. And the reason is because this third teretz really is noilad, pun intended, from the previous and the aforementioned discussion. As a matter of fact, it sounds like Rabbi Yosef is probably the one that's saying it, because El Amar Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef and Abaya are going back and forth over here. But once we start to this sugya, I think in the sugya of Schita, there is a source, there is a makar, another Rabbi Yehuda would be able to start to. What is that? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, Moida Hay Rabbi Yehuda Lechachamim. Rabbi Yehuda was Moida to the Chachamim, Besali, Zeisim Anovin. If somebody has baskets of Zeisim Anovin, that what? In that case, the halacha is that even though the Zeisim and Anovim are technically, what? Are technically Muchon L'Achila, but any Mashkin that comes out of it, in that case, Rabbi Yehuda's Moida to the Chachamim, it's going to be okay. It's going to be a problem. What do you see from here? Alma, you see from here, kivan de l'schita kaimi, being that zeisim and anovim are very valuable things. The mashke that comes out of the zayas, the oil, is more valuable than the zayas. The mashke that comes out of the grapes, the wine, is more valuable than the grapes. When you have something like that, yov daite, there's always a halacha that says that in that situation, it could be the person will ultimately want it l'mashkin as well because of the chashiva nature of it. And based on that, even though you had it set aside l'oichlin, but in that case, why the Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be awesome. Again, where it's l'mashkin, gzeirah shem yischai. Where it's l'oichlin, there's no gzeirah shem yischai. When it comes to anovim and zeisim, even where it's l'oichlin, gzeirah shem yischai. Right? Okay. But what's the point? The point is, you see, when something is l'schita kaimi yov daite, because ultimately you're going to be soichet this. Or there's a good chance you're going to be soichet this because of its chashivas. Well, hachinami over here, you have to say, as it relates to a behema, kivin de l'shchita kaima, being that at some point you're going to want to shech the animal because of the fact, right? Now you maybe don't want to shech it, but at some point you're going to shech it. Yov daite, at that point, you're going to. Therefore, we look at you right now as if it being something that there's a concern that you might shech. And here's the punchline. It's for that reason it's going to be Asa L'Yoyma. In other words, the reason it's going to be Asa L'Yoyma, says the Gemara in the third attempt, is taken not because of Muktzah. I didn't do a Muktzah. That's not Muktzah, it's not Noilad. It's simply because you see that there's a Gzeirah Shem Yitzchayt. Where do you see it? You see it in Rabbi Yehuda's world. Where did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says usually something that's Mukhan La'Oichlan I'm not worried about. But when it comes to Zeisim Anovim, on some level you always view it as Mukhan La'Mashkin. And therefore there's always a Gzeirah Shem Yitzchayt. Well, if that's true for Zeisim Anovim, it has to be true for Behem also. The relationship between Tzchita and Zeisim Anovim is the same as the relationship between shchita and a live animal. And if there's a chash that if we're going to allow you to take the mashkin ayotzim yeilav of zeisim v'anovim, that may cause you l'chadchilu to go ahead and do a shchita, then there has to be a chash that if we're going to allow you to go ahead and eat the meat of an animal, this should be gzeir shem yishchay. And that's the reason it's going to be also l'yoyma gzeir shem yishchay. That's the third shot. Not because of mukta, not because of noilad, but simply because of a gzeir shem yishchay. But the Gemara says it doesn't work. You know why this doesn't work? Says the Gemara, because midi hu taima el alaraf. Because who is the one that said that our Mishnah is going alibi the Rabbi Yehuda? It was the Nosfin Chavraya who were coming to explain Rav. Rav was the one that said Asur Bachila Liyomas. This is all in the world. This is in Rav's Bismedrash, right? Who's the Chavraya? It's Rav's Bismedrash. That's who is discussing this halacha. And Ha'amar Rav. Rav said, Chalukai Rabbi Yehuda, Afil Basal Zeisim Anovim. It's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel that said the Salacha. It wasn't Rav, right? Rabbi Yehuda himself never said he's Moed B'Zeis Avanovim. Shmuel said that Rabbi Yehuda was Moed B'Zeis Avanovim. What about Rav? Fakert. Cholukoye Rabbi Yehuda Afilu B'Sali Zeis Avanovim. So you see, in Rav's world, there's no Gzeirah Shema Yishchoit. And if that's the case, there should be no Gzeirah Shema Yishchoit. And if that's the case, this can't be the Tzushal. Amlam Rav Sheish says, Breid Rav Idi. So Rav Sheish, Breid Rav Idi said, I'll take the fourth and final attempt of today's snaf. Rav Yehuda Dineiris. You want to know which Rav Yehuda? It's Rav Yehuda Dineiris. And this is going to now circle back to the laws of Muktzah. We're going to the Brayse. Metaltel Ner Chodesh. A person is allowed to be Metaltel Ner Chodesh. Now, this Ner that we're talking about over here, Rashi says, is a Ner that was made up of earthenware. What's unique about a Ner Shel Cheres, a Ner that's made of earthenware, is that it gets very dirty and greasy, right? It's something that's very, very ma'os. So the Braisa says, you're allowed to be metaltel, a brand new ner chadosh, avalo yosha, not one that was used already, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Azoy halt Rabbi Yehuda. What's the yesod of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mukta machmas mi'os. Something that's disgusting is considered to be mukta. So what do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda holds mukta machmas mi'os. What's the tzushta? The Gemara is going to speak it out, but I mean, you can't even go weiter. What's the Zustal? If Rabbi Yehuda holds a Mukta Machmas Mius, Tain is the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda should also hold of Mukta Machmas Isser. A live animal is not Mius, right? Maybe if you grew up in Brooklyn, it is. But it was not considered Mius. Ner, Cheres, Yoshon is Mius. Okay, so what Shaykh is? It's because although a behema is not Mius, but a behema is Aser. Why is it Aser? What do you do with a behema? Eat it, save a menachai. Shecht it, one of the lamatas malachas. So it's aser. Work with it in the field, lab the machamir, right? You can't do anything with it. Shvisa's behemta. And being that you can't do anything with it, it's mukta machmas iser. So the tsushta, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yehuda was, you wonder which Rabbi Yehuda? Again, we know Rabbi Yehuda is a machmir mukta. I know he holds mukta machmas mias. If he holds mukta machmas mias, it's mustabi, we don't mukta machmas iser also. And what's the tsushta? Right? I'm not touching this because it's disgusting. I'm not touching this because it's spiritually disgusting to touch it. Because it's something that's aser, right? It's metamta mesalev. It's mias. I can't touch it. But the bottom is, you see, there's an idea with our Yudas Machra Muksa, Muksa Machmas Mias, it makes sense, Muksa Machmas Isser would be the same. But the Gemara says, Mechatei, say, Imid, Shabbat, Rabbi Yudas Muksa Machmas Mias, Muksa Machmas Isser, Mishamit, maybe Davka Muksa Machmas Mias, not Muksa Machmas Isser. The Gemara says, no, that is an incorrect Tichoy, the Tanya, because we learned in the Bryce, Rabbi Yudas says, Kol Neirish Al Matches, all neres that are made of matches. So here you have a ner that's made of matches. By the way, in the Lashon of Chazal, a ner is not the actual candle. The ner is the lamp, right, where the candle is. So you have the ner of cheres and the ner of matches. I thought a ner was made of wax, right? No. So the ner over here, that's made of matches. And what's the significance that it's made of matches? It doesn't get disgusting. So all neres of matches metaltalin, chutz min haner, shehedliku by ba'isa Shabbos, with the exception of a ner that you lit in the beginning of Shabbos. Now, who's saying this? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, I have a shita that a ner shal cheres you're not allowed to touch. Ner shal matches is fine. That's mius. That's not mius. But if you lit the ner b'tchilas haShabbos, so when Shabbos came, it was the neros or one of the neros that you had lit, then it's going to be an issue. Why? It's the same, not mius. Oh, the teretz is because you weren't allowed to touch it then. Because if you would move a candle on Shabbos, there's a concern that it may be extinguished. So because of a chashash kibui zakrashi, therefore you're not allowed to touch it. That's mukta machmas iser. Oh, so it's mefurish. Rabbi Yehuda holds mukta machmas iser. See, right? The tzushtal of mius to iser mehechatesi. But I have a mefurish from Rabbi Yehuda that said mukta machmas iser. Said for sure this must be the Rabbi Yehuda. You want to know why? Ashleichet b'Shabbes shchitasek sheira, but it's gebe asur liyoma. It's because Rabbi Yehuda holds mukta machmas iser, and the animal was muchen la adam. It's not noyulad. We addressed all those points, but at the same time, it was mukta machmas iser. But the Gemara says, I don't think it's a tzushal because if it's shani hasam, maybe over there, although you have a makad, Rabbi Yehuda holds mukta machmas iser. Maybe dafke there to who dochile biyodai, where he was doichet biyodai. When you light the candle before Shabbos, you did a maisa to be doichid and to say that I'm not going near this, as opposed to a behemo where you didn't do anything biyadayim. So being that you didn't do anything biyadayim, maybe over there there's no halacha of mukta machmas iser. Either way, the Gemara knocked out this fourth attempt, and we're going to stop this. Again, what's the sikum of the daf? The first part of the daf dealt with suma. We're going to get to that now in literally 1 second. The second part of the daf dealt with Hashoychet b'Shabbos u'b'yom HaKippurim. The Mishnah said, Afal pisha mischayev b'nafshoy, shchitosoy k'sheira. Stating that, Rav Huna said, that Tchia bar Rav said, in the name of the great Rav, that even though shchitosoy k'sheira, asura b'achilu liyoyim, v'nosven chavrayi l'meimar, why would it be also during the day? If the shchit is kosher, if there's no mesach t'schul an issue, what would be the problem? Oh! Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. The question was, which Rabbi Yehuda? We went through four Rabbi Yehudas. The first Rabbi Yehuda we went through was that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if a behemoth dies on Shabbos, you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs. Why? Because it wasn't muchen lachilas klovim betchilas haShabbos. So here too, l'chayra, if you shecht on Shabbos, you should be able to feed it to people because it wasn't muchen lachilas adam on Shabbos. Gemara was like that because it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that a live animal is considered muchen lachilas adam. What's the raya to that? The raya is from the fact that you're allowed to shecht l'chatchila on yontif, and we know shita's Rabbi Yehuda is in Breira, which was a big part of today's daf. The second attempt of the Gemara was that Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that if a keli breaks on Shabbos, the only time you're allowed to continue you to use it is if you can use it me'in malachton. That's a contrast to the Chachamim that say, as long as you use it me'in malach, that's going to be okay. What do you see from here? That the only time something is considered mukhan is if it didn't require any tikkun. But if you were able to use this, it was mukhan to be used, but it required a tikkun for this particular ishtamshus, that ishtamshus is going to be awesome. An animal could be mukhan la'adam, but you can't argue with the fact that it requires a shechita, which is a tikkun. So if that's the case, oh, you see Rabbi Yehuda holds that would be a problem in the world of muksa. But the Gemara was daichas. The Gemara said that's a poor understanding of that shita's Rabbi Yehuda. The reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that a keli that breaks has to be able to be used me'im malachdan is because otherwise it's going to be noila. When it comes to oichel uchel the ifrasu, it's never considered to be an issue. Gemara had a third Rabbi Yehuda, and that is Rabbi Yehuda, who has a mechudish de geshita in the world of mashkin ayetzim and aperos, whether you're allowed to use it or not allowed to use it. But Moedir Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if someone has zeisim v'anovim and mashkin comes out, not allowed to drink it because we're concerned you may go do schita from the zeisim and the anovim. Tainis the Gemara seems like a good analogy. If you have an animal that on its own or by mistake ended up shachot, I shouldn't be allowed to eat it. Because of a concern, I might do shechita. I can't drink the mashkin from the zeisim and the anovim because of a chashash, I might do shechita. I can't eat the basa from this behemoth because of a chashash. I may go ahead and do shechita. So the Gemara says, it's a wonderful tzushtal. This is an amazing Rabbi Yehuda tzushtal. The problem is, Rav is the one whose besmedrish is handling this whole shayla, and Rav doesn't agree with that statement. Shmuel was the one that said it in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, not Rav, and therefore, for a technical reason, that can't be the pshat. The fourth mahalach the Gemara said is Rabbi Yehuda holds of mukta machmas iser. So I think an animal is mukta machmas iser because it's not you could do it an animal really on Shabbos. So based on that, it should be considered mukta. But the Gemara says the whole makar that Rabbi Yehuda holds of mukta machmas iser is when you would dachile biyadayim. Being that over here you want dachile biyadayim, maybe over here it's going to be different. Either way, that is the sikkum of today's daf, which again we're leaving in the middle of the daf, Ezer Hashem, part 2, which is the lighter part of the sugya, we're going to learn tomorrow. But as it relates to Reit, just to speak out, two ha'aras. So the first part of the daf, the way, way, way easier part of the daf, discussed whether or not a suma is allowed to shecht. And the truth is, it's a mefurash mishnah. Hashoichet balayla v'chein hasuma sheshachat shechitas ksheir. The mishnah is mevur that a suma is kosher l'shechita, albeit b'diyev. Not surprisingly, this Stam Mishnah that has no one that argues with it in the Gemara is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Yerudeya, Simen Aleph Sif Tes says, Suma lo yishchot l'chadchilo, elim kein acherim royen oisnei, ve'im shachat shchitosoy ksheira. So this halacha psuka of the Mishnah in Chulun Dafid Gimel Amid Beis is also a halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, Hilcha Shechita, Simen Aleph Siftes. Rabbi Kiveger, in his Agoyas on this halacha, asks a kushya mefursamas. Kiveger says, we know there's a shita in Shas, it's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, ironically, who holds that a suma is potem in amitzvahs. Great Rabbi Kiveger, the Beis Yosef in the north says that we're chayish l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda l'halacha. It's based on a Rabbeinu Yeruchim who says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Beis Yosef says that even though we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and of course assume is chayv and mitzvahs, but at the same time, michash miyaboyi, and it's for that reason, in areas of halacha, we're always chayish for the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that assume is patim and mitzvahs. If that's the case, Rabbi Kiveger, how could the Mechaber paskin? How could the Beis Yosef say that assume, albeit b'di'evet, albeit if acher maroyin oisai, is a ladashach. To the extent that we have to be chayish to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that assumes potem in amitzvahs, if he's potem in amitzvahs, it means he's not a bar zvicha. And if he's not a bar zvicha, then hoder dino, he's like an oivik kechavim. And an oivik kechavim, that was the mishnah in yesterday's daf, shchitas oivik kechavim is nevela. So if that's the case, how could the Shulchan Aruch say that assumes a ladashach? L'chayro, l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda that assumes potem in amitzvahs, assuma doesn't need shchita. If he doesn't need shchita, he's mamish like an oivik kechavim. If he's like an oivik kechavim, that means he's not a bar zvicha. If he's not a bar zvicha, so that means he's not led a shech, and his shchita should be shchitas nevela. Azoy freik Rabbi Kiveger, a kushya atzum, says Rabbi Kiveger, it's muchach from here. a yisoid that the Achrayim talk about in different places, and that is that even Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Asum is Patim and HaMitzvahs, it's only from Mitzvahs Aseh. It's not from Mitzvahs Lois Aseh. And if you hold that Asum is really Chayiv and Mitzvahs Lois Aseh, so it comes out he has the Lav of Nevela. He might not have the Aseh of Shechita, and we can clear if he has the Lav Abba Michlal Aseh of Shechita, but the Lois Aseh of Nevela, that he certainly has. And being that he has the Lav of Nevela, Zokrab Kiveger, he's a Baris Vichav, it's for that reason. And Zokrab Kiveger, this is a Raya She'enol of Tshuva, Lanias Daiti, to the Shittis that hold that even Rabbi Yehuda that holds that Sumas Potem and HaMitzvahs, it just means that a Sumas Potem from Mitzvahs Aseh, but Avada, he's going to be Chayiv and Mitzvahs Lois Aseh. This Rabbi Kiveger is a Mefursim Dig Rabbi Kiveger. Last Machzor, we had two raid bites on this Rabbi Kiveger. I was thinking about Rabbi Kiveger yesterday. It mamish bothered me. I mamish don't understand Rabbi Kiveger. I mamish don't understand it. Hashem Yoreina. Rabbi Kiveger had a halach in Shulchan Aruch that says Asum is a lot of shecht. Rabbi Kiveger, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Asum is not a bar zvicha. And if Asum is not a bar zvicha, so why is a suma a lot of shecht? Why is a cher shayt v'katan a lot of shecht? A cher shayt v'katan are also patim and amitzvahs because they're not b'nei zvicha. Rabbi Yehuda's suma patim and amitzvahs is more than a cheresh shayt v'katan than an ab patim and amitzvahs, and a filu hachi, a cheresh shayt v'katan are a lot of shech. Now why? That's the tshuvas noyde b'Yehuda, that's the shach in Siman Aleph, kamen kumas in ishtabru to be miyashiv, why a cheresh shayt v'katan are a lot of shech, and why don't we say that a cheresh shayt v'katan are considered to be not b'nei zvicha? So if that's the case, vos aitrab kiveger would assume, kiveger has a chab, koin trab Yehuda sumas patim and amitzvahs, so why is assume a lot of shech, he's not a bar zvicha? That's mamish to noyde b'Yehuda's kash in the first tshuva in Madur Tanyana. That's the shach in Yerudea, Hilch Shechita, Siman Aleph, Sif Chav Zayin. This is what the Tvua Shor discusses in Siman Aleph in Sifkat Mem Tes. What the Prima Gadim discusses in his Psicha Koileles in Chelik Bey, Sifkat Gil. All the G'day Lechreinim discuss this famous shayla. So what did Rab Kiveger find in the halacha of Sumo that all of a sudden at the Gahat HaGreis HaKnech? L'maisa, chipasti, umatzasi. It's a sefer, it's called Shechita Schulin. It was written by Rabbi Somer Garbus, Shlita, the great guy in the Bnei Brak. And on this Mishnah, Hashaychit Balayl of Chin Asuma Sheshacha Shechitasik Shera. This is what he says. Bechidush Rab Kiveger, Kosav Lo Yichiach Mikan, the Aflu Rabbi Yehuda Disfiri Lay, the Sumer Patam and Amitzvahs, Mikomokim Yesh Lo Yisurim, the Ilav Hachi, Amay Shechitasik Shera, Halav Bar Zvichahu, Adkan, Veloy Zochisi Lohavin Kushiyosoy, the Mahuk Shalagoyin Rab Kiveger Misuma, Tvei Michere Shaita, the Shechitasik Shera, Afog Afta Loy Musarin, and then he fears always Vidoik. So I don't know what Vidoik means, but Zokta Veloy Zochisi Lohavin Kushiyosoy, Baruch Shakivanti. But Lamaisen, I thought about it. I think the Kash is a toys. You have to be Miyashiv such Rab Kiveger. This is a Rab Kiveger that's mitzvah liyashiv. I think it's poshet mamash, what Rab Kiveger means. And that is, why is it that a chereshoit v'katan are considered to be a bar zvicha? I chereshoit v'katan apotem and amitzvahs. So we spoke yesterday from the Neid of Yehuda, that the Neid of Yehuda said that the reason is, because in as much as a chereshoit v'katan apotem and amitzvahs, and that's why you find a katan is even not considered a bar kshira in the world of Stam, Erechaim, Simen, Lamites, but at the same time, there's a lav of lois achilam. And because there's a lav of lois achilam, so it's for that reason, he's considered to be in the parsha of zvicha, because even though he himself, the cheresh and the shaitan, the katan are not muzer kishala atzman to not be able to go ahead and eat nevela, but at the same time gedolim are muzer to make sure that the ktanim are going to eat. And by the way, we didn't speak this out yesterday, but that's pashut. It's mavur from the Neid b'Yehuda that this halach of leis achilim is not only true for a katan, right? Even though it's always lahazer gedolim al ktanim, you see, it's true for a cherish and it's true for a shaita as well. And the reason is because if it's only true for a katan, then the Neid b'Yehuda only answered a third of the kasha, right? The kasha is all cherish, shaitas, and katans are kosher to shchech, albeit if you check off all the right boxes. What do you mean? They're not b'nei zvicha. The teres is leis achilim. One second, that's all good lahazer gedolim al ktanim. But what's going to be with a cherish and a shaita? It's muchach mefurish in the Neid b'Yehuda that this is the way it is. And the emes is, we spoke out years ago an epic tshuva from the Hilchos Am Sofer, and this is an Erechaim Sim Pei Gimel. It's one of the tshuvas am mefursamos where there was a shaita and there was an etza maybe for this shaita to have a refuah by sending him to some rehab facility. The problem is they were going to serve him non-kosher meat, and the Chassam Sofer wrote a whole tshuva whether it's okay, it's not okay. It's a niflidig tshuva. And Toich Dvarav, he says, one thing. Bivadai kol she'anu muzarim al ketani b'nei Yisrael. Anu muzarim nami al chere shayte v'katan. Dekrodo lo yisachivum lahazir ha-mitzuvim al she'enu mitzuvim yi'katan o yi'ashayte. It's a mefurish chasam sofer. And emes niz, I looked around a little bit. I found that the Beis Yosef in the end of Yerideh Simen Kufn and Zayin brings it mefurish b'shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It comes from the Rishonim, but it's muchach. It jumped off the night of Yehudi yesterday. But the bottom line is, that's poshet, that there's a love of lois achilum when it comes to a cheresh shayt of a katan. And the night of Yehuda said, that's the beer. Why we view a cheresh shayt of a katan as being bar zvicha? And we mentioned yesterday that really this night of Yehuda is a shach. And even though the Shach's a little bit sossum, but in Simen Aleph of Katan Chav Zayin, the Shach seems to be saying what the Neid Yehuda is saying. And if you take a look at the Prima Gadim, who is a contemporary of the Neid Yehuda, the Prima Gadim says, Mefurish, was the Shach hot gemeint, is was the Neid Yehuda. I mean, he doesn't quote the Neid Yehuda. But he says this far. It's because of Yevamos Kuf Yudalad. It's based on the love of Lois Achil. So the Yisoyed of why a Cher Shait of Katan are considered Bar Zvicha, it's because of the fact that there's a love of Lois Achil. So here's the Shaila. Does a shayta have loisach? Does a suma, the Rabbi Yehuda, have loisachilim? So my muscher rishon, shady, and shlishi was, of course, why wouldn't he have loisachilim? But I think it's a tois gadol. I think it's a tois atzom. You know why? What's the whole yisoid of loisachilim? The yisoid of loisachilim is, there's a cher shayt of a katan. We would love for a cher shayt of a katan to be chayv a mitzvahs. Nor of us, we're partering him. Why are we partering? He doesn't have das. A cher shayt of a katan don't have the das to be nizer in tayag mitzvahs. And because they don't have the das to be nizer in tayag mitzvahs, it's for that reason the Torah exempted them from tayag mitzvahs. Stating that, there's a musik of lois achilum. And lois achilum says, lahazer agdoilum alakdanim. With the katan and the night of Yuduch Samsoifah say, the cheresh and shoita as well, but they don't have das to be nizer by themselves. So we have a responsibility and we have an obligation to go ahead and be responsible for them. Lahazer agdoilum alakdanim. We wish they would keep tayag mitzvahs. Of us, they don't know how to. So there's an Indian of Lois Achilim. Now, why is it only true for Lois Aseis and not Aseis? You know, we said over for Rabbi Chanan and Kavitz Aris, he says, Sorichim, Shamati Lechalik ben Aseva Lois Aseis. I'm not really sure what the Chilik is. By the way, what we didn't mention yesterday is the Trumas Hadashin says a very simple pshat. He says that when a person does a Lois Aseis, there's a chash. Now, when you get older, you'll continue to do the Lois Aseis. By an Aseis, there's no, based on Lashon HaGemara and Shabbos, Gzeir Shem Yisrach. By a Lois Aseis, there's a chash Shem Yisrach. By an Aseis, there's not. We spoke out, maybe it's related to the Gemara and Yuma Lametes, the Machshav of Mesachta. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, the whole yisoid of Leis Achilum is, we have a chereshayt of a katan, that are far to geyidin, we want them very much to be able to keep Torah and mitzvahs, narvas, they're not pekoyach, they don't have the ability to do so. So therefore, Leis Achilum lahazar gdolim alaktanim. Asuma, afilu alibi de Rabbi Yehuda has das. He could take care of himself. He doesn't know what to take care of him. He could take care of himself. And afilu hachi, Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that assumes patam in a mitzvah. So if Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that assumes patam in a mitzvah, despite the fact that he could take care of himself, what does that mean? It means he's patam in a mitzvah. So what are you going to tell me? There's a lois achilum lahazak doyom. It doesn't even make any sense. You can't even say it. Why would there be a lois achilum? Someone that we bet him want should keep Torah mitzvahs. None of us, he can't be nizir in Torah mitzvahs. So there's a inyan of lois achilum lahazar agdeilum alaktanim. Asuma could take care of himself with Torah mitzvahs. But the Torah said, afilu achi, you're potter. What, so I'm potter if to eat nevela, but you can't feed me nevela? Makes no sense. There's no avana. If the Torah doesn't care about me eating nevela, so why would the Torah have a problem with somebody else feeding me nevela? The whole point is, by the chereshayt of a katan, the way we tight him up, is not that the Torah doesn't care if he eats nevela, he just can't be nizer because he's not a bardas. So good. Why lavin and essen? Good, that's the rate. But the bottom line is, we hear about him as a result where he can't be nizer. Kumtz again lois achilum and says he should be nizer. Oh, but tzizogin asedo alav from lois achilum by a shoyta by a sumo alibid Rabbi Yehuda is mamish bilti mufin. Why would that be the case? The Torah doesn't have a problem with him eating the nevela, but the Torah has a problem with lois achilum. You worried about the issues of lav, and then you worried about the issues of lav. Elamai, you're not worried. Why? Good. That's shitas Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass Rabbi Yehuda, but whatever. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So people that shitas Rabbi Yehuda, this is talking lois achilum. If is not like Sachilam, it's Pasha, that's what he meant, Reb Kivega. Reb Kivega knew Chereshoit of a Katan. He knew Chereshoit of a Katan, knew the Noid Behuda, the Svar of the Noid Behuda. It's Pasha, he knew it's a Shach, the Prima Gadon learned up the Shach. These are Reb Kivega's Mar Makoimus always. Reb Kivega knows all this raid. Avad Reb Kivega knew that Chereshoit of a Katan is considered a Bar Zvicha. Why? Because of Leis Achilam. But what's a Ge'art Reb Kivega was that I don't think Sumal Reb Yehuda has a Leis Achilam. I, what do you mean? It's not only true for Katan, it's also true for Cheresh for Shaita. Kimavur and Chuvah's Neid Behuda, Kimavur and Chuvah's Chlam Seifer, it's really Beisayis B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Yeah, but Atzad Ashava Shevehen is that the reason they're Potem and HaMitzvahs is because they're not Bnei Das. And being that it's because they're not Bnei Das, Memela they don't have the love. Memela they... It's not us, they don't know how to be near. There's a music of Leis Achilam, but a sumo can take care of himself. Even just the whole concept of telling a person, be careful, don't feed the sumo. Sumo can take care of himself, right? It's a daita de nafshe, even when you are Michael him in almost every single case. The whole concept of Leis Achilam is a little built in moving when it comes to a sumo. And it could be the whole Reb Kivager was coming noch the Noide Behuda, noch the Shach and the Prima Gadim, noch all this raid. And that's what Reb Kivager said, I understand Cheresh Noit of a Katan. What I don't understand is why would a sumi be different? I was discussing this yesterday with Yedidi, Rabbi Yisrael Chana Lipschitz, and he said, Ulai, maybe you can bring a raya from Tosfos and Bava Kamma, Da Pei Zayin Amar Aleph. Tosfos says a very famous chiddush. He says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds sumas patim in our mitzvahs, but he's chayiv in mitzvahs to Rabbanon. Right, that's what Tosfos says, and Tosfos's lashon is like this: Venira, da'afak after pati Rabbi Yehuda sumer mikol mitzvahs, mikol makom midrabanan chayiv. Da'afak after isha miftir of a mitzvah seishes mangaroma v'loy mechayiv afilu midrabanan. Right, women are pati from mitzvah seishes mangaroma. You don't find that chayiv midrabanan. Mishum sheyesh mitzvah is harbi the mechayiv b'hu because they have other mitzvahs that they're chayiv in. Avol sumer ipatris le mikol mitzvahs afilu midrabanan imkain havelei k'moy nochri she'enoy noyeg b'toyras yis. If you're not going to tell him that he's chayv and mitzvah rabbanon and he's mamash a guy, if there's a lois achilum when it comes to a suma, does it pass to say that he's a nachri she'enoy noyag boy b'toyres yisrael klal? Either way, it's just a ha'ara. But I think as it relates to pshat and Reb Kivega, I think it's poshet adlam oid. Reb Kivega held that the Chereshoit of a Katan are considered Bar Zvicha because of the fact that there's a lava of Leis Achilam. Reb Kivega is being megalot to us in this shtickel is that there's no Leis Achilam when it comes to a Suma. What would be the Svar? I think the Svar is Pashit. By a Chereshoit of a Katan, where the reason that Pater is because they don't have Das, so there it makes sense, Lahazar Agdoilam Alaktanim. But the Suma Hotoch Das. The Suma could take care of himself. And Afilu Hochi. So what? Because now you have a Gadol that has Das and he knows to be careful for you. If I don't have to be careful for myself, why do you have to be careful for me? It's something that's mechusar avano elamai shteita in suma, a different reason. It's suma, there's another knetch over here. You have to say a suma is considered a bar zvicha for something a little more fundamental. So Reb Kivega, a raya berura to the shittas that hold that a suma is chayiv and loisase. If a suma is chayiv and loisase, again, basi rak la'ira, just to throw out a little bit of raid, we are going to stop here.